Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It ain't that hard. You know how to, you know how to do it. Seriously. Right? You're not stupid people. I am listening and watching to what's happening right now on Facebook and that kind of stuff. You know, how people are responding to the shooting and what have you. And really, look, it's almost a total waste of time to fight with some of these people or to push back on them in this case. The left has got their narrative, and the way they prove it, the way they can prove it to you, it's really simple. We had somebody kill six people. Now, every time in the past that they thought it was some kind of white supremacist, white nationalist, white Christian something or other, it's always been about how bad the white Christian is. It's always been about how bad these MAGA people are. And because this person, you know, originally had a red hat on, remember, they thought, well, it was a MAGA person for sure. But that's not the case. Now you're finding out it was a transgender person. Or someone who claimed to be. And the whole narrative of the left has changed now. Now the narrative is, because there's so much anti-transgender stuff, there's so many anti-transgender bills, there's so many in the Christian / biblical community, there's a lot of talk about how, you know, it's against God's word. So therefore we hate them, which is not true, in the least. It's funny how the left sees when you don't agree with something that it's a hateful scenario, right? I just find that amazing. Anyway, but the fact of the matter here, honestly, you won't hear this, is this was assault on Christians. This was a Christian assault. End of discussion. This person didn't like the way they had gone to the school. Obviously, they didn't like something about the school. Maybe it's because they didn't accept her as transgender or him as transgender. I don't know what it was. Maybe they didn't like the biblical perspective that the school had. Remember, it is a Christian school, after all. We wouldn't want to have any kind of biblical perception now, would we? Now, the Congress is looking at this as we need tougher gun laws. Well, what gun laws would have stopped this? Really, for all intents and purposes, what gun law? Come up with one. Send me one. Now, really, you look at the horrific way the media is framing this. Those who murder and threaten lives of Christians are the victims. This person is the victim. They're a victim of people. Look at, if I'm not accepted as a Christian, do I get to go kill non-Christians? If I'm not accepted with my Italian heritage and people make fun of me, am I allowed to go kill those people? I mean, think it through. You know, I've always said that they are the party of. I'm going a little further with this. They are the group of. They are sick individuals who take responsibility for nothing. Everything is somebody else's fault. Everything that's been done to you or has happened is because it's somebody else's fault. Nothing is in direct correlation to what they're doing. This person bought guns, picked up guns, lied about having guns, and went and killed Christians at a Christian school. The only fault, it has nothing to do with the gun. It has nothing to do with the transgender community as a whole. It has nothing to do with any. It has to do with hate and evil in that person's heart towards another person, to other people, towards other people. Right? You know, you want some examples of this to show you how crazy these things are, or how they don't really. It's just amazing how the headlines don't fit the story. Among, you know, the Daily Mail, the British tabloid, said that Hale had been rejected by her Christian parents. In another headline, Reuters failed to mention Hale identified as transgender in his 12-word headline. That's a long headline. But managed to fit in a former Christian school student. So they brought that Christian-esque line into it. Yeah, you're right, I am teed off. I'm teed off because, again, they don't take responsibility for what they do. The Christians have been attacked, and we've seen it happen more and more and more and more and more. But you never hear anybody talk about that, do you? Right? The last time she was at that school was in 2006. She was 11 years old. 2006. At 28, she had no business going back there. Absolutely none. Newsweek shared a headline that Tennessee legislators have banned drag shows and gender affirmation care for minors, but assault weapons remain legal in the state. Again, I say to you, there is no such thing as an assault weapon. All right? Don't agree with me? Give it a call. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back, I got a lot more I want to talk about.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get together. I mean, truly, get it together. They have taken too much away from us over the years. You've allowed them to have... You're going to live peacefully with these people who don't want to live with you. Come on to JoeMazzini.com, JoeMazzini.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the... There's so much you can do over there. So much you can get involved with it. I do appreciate your time with me, all right? But, you know, I want to get back to some of what has come to light. You know, nobody really wants to talk about this. But the teenagers, these kids, when was the last time you parents, you know, you've heard me say this before, Are you paying attention to what they're getting in school? Are you paying attention to what's going on around them? I know some of you smoked dope in the 70s. Look, I smoked dope in the 70s, all right? You smoke a joint, you fall asleep. It didn't do that much damage to you. Today, it's 100% more, 100 times more potent. They have more psychotic issues with kids that are smoking, dope today the way they are than they did back in our day. It's making physical changes to the brain. Now, you add that to the garbage that they're learning in school, about hate and what have you. You add that to violent video games. You add that to the fact that babies are not babies. They're just a blob of cells. Matter of fact, I used to say that in the show at the beginning. We've gone past that. They now admit, Planned Parenthood now admits they've changed their message. Yes, it's a baby, but why should you ruin your life for a mistake you made? We tell kids this is all normal. This is all okay. Boys aren't boys. Girls aren't girls. You are whatever you want to be at that moment. Do you want to be it? And you wonder why they got so many issues, so many problems. Some of the far, 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 far left will say to you, then you need to affirm, you need to accept, you need, whatever these kids believe to be true, you should believe to be true. You should be listening to them. You should do what they want you to do. No. That's why they're the kids. They're growing. Their brain is just... Any adult, full-blown adult, to listen to what a kid has to say when it comes to, taking care of them, their health, what's best for them, kind of problem. You got a problem just from a scientific standpoint. They can't make those kind of decisions. Their brains aren't ready for it yet. That's science. But back to the attack on Christians. I'm not giving up on this one. Right? When you're running around, when you're looking at what's going on, when you see these attacks on the churches, on these Christian schools, now somebody will go find one attack out of 12 that was done by a conservative. Maybe. Look, we don't tend to pick up guns and shoot people. We tend to follow the law. We tend to do the right thing. A heck of a lot more than the Antifa people, the BLM people, and so forth. You've got the transgender movement talking about taking up guns, going into violence. And I don't see anything happening to them. Will we have a January 6th scenario when they have their 3 days of vengeance? I wonder. I wonder how many of them will be arrested and prosecuted in the big cities. I wonder how many of them the FBI will go at or after. Seriously. Anyway. I mean, the day of vengeance is going to be held for, they're going to have a couple days of it. Right? It's going to start on the 1st, which is perfect because Sunday is Palm Sunday. How exciting. They're going to go picket the Supreme Court building. And even though it appears that the Trans Day of Vengeance, that's what they're calling it, not me, will happen. Twitter was busy suspending accounts Tuesday who denounced the audacity to do so. Now remember, Twitter said, hey, you should have free speech. But here's the difference. The difference is these people are calling for violence. I would do the same thing to a MAGA or a conservative. Anyway, anybody who is calling for actual violence, why would you allow that message to get out? I wouldn't. I'm not that fall off the cliff on the right kind of guy. When somebody is taking drugs like this transgender person was, taking testosterone, taking drugs that are known to cause problems, to make them more violent, why should they have access to guns for a while? I don't know how you make it happen, but you've got to fix this. And you can't just go, the Second Amendment is all-inclusive, everybody, even the nut jobs like, Charlie Manson. Yeah, sure, let's go for it. Really? You really? I mean, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really? At any length, for any reason, in any way? Now, notice, I don't believe these things are, quote-unquote, assault rifles. If you caught the speech that Joey B. gave the other day, he called everything that was a semi-automatic an assault rifle, an assault weapon, and needed to be banned. And I'm believing that the Supreme Court will never let that happen. We've got to be ready to jump on it. I know the NRA and others are all ready and set to go on this. And, you know, if you look, and I wish somebody would. I'll play it one of these days. I've got it somewhere. When you look at the initially, what the Second Amendment was going to be so broad, so open, the way they were wording it. And I don't know why it ended up the way it is. I really don't. They felt the wording it is now couldn't be misinterpreted. To make sure that you understood that if the government got out of control, out of hand, if the citizenry didn't have guns, it'd be so much easier to make this stuff happen. Can you imagine if they would have come door to door and drug you out because you had, you know, they know you didn't have guns? And got you the vaccine? Or just walked into your house and gave you the vaccine? Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and again, you can go down the list of all these shootings that have taken place against Christians, against conservative schools or organizations. They're not done by other conservatives. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's been nonstop drum beating since Monday. The White House asking Congress to do something about gun violence.
The White House continuing to call on Congress to pass an assault weapons ban.
Republicans in Congress need to show some courage. And if they had courage, they would be introducing legislation on banning assault weapons today.
She argued that a previous assault weapons ban saved lives when it was in effect for a decade through the 90s and early 2000s.
I'm John Schaefer.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is deciding how to respond to a judge's decision to have him testify about January 6th and the Capitol riot in 2021. Speaking to reporters in Iowa, Pence said Wednesday he's heading to D.C. to meet with his attorney to decide how to move forward with an appeal. Pence noted that he has nothing to hide and said he did his duty during the Capitol riot. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
That would help. We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. You know? Make sure that you got the information you need. I'll go a little further. Make sure you have the facts that you need before you get out there and start spewing stuff. Before you get out there and truly and honestly make the rest of us look like fools, okay? Or back at the shooter again. We're talking about, you know, how the Dems, the Dems, they can't find the truth. If you mark the truth, put it in a bag, put it in their hands and said, here you go, here's the truth. They wouldn't know what to do with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And remember that this shooter... Again, back to people reporting them. That this shooter actually texted with friends, made a post on, I guess it was Instagram, that you'll read about me tonight. I don't want to live. I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to upset you, to their friend. Right? I hear reports that the friend let the police know about it, but they didn't move on it. Or it took them too long. I mean, seriously. And they went on to say that the Nashville shooter felt no other effective way to be seen. But that's what the group says. That's what the trans group says. We don't know this directly from the shooter. We don't know this. And everybody wants to be seen, it seems. Everybody's plight, everybody's cause is so important, it has to be moved to the top of the list. What a selfish group of people we've raised. It's all about you? Really? Seriously. You're the only thing that matters in the world. The greater good doesn't matter anymore, apparently. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But the trans community, trans community, let's say the Trans Resistance Network, they are a far left transgender collective. They just, again, they are pumping this as if this is the only way that they can be seen, then this is what they'll have to do. Where's the FBI? Are they on this? Anybody know if the Department of Justice is looking into this? I mean, seriously. Again, I don't even know where to stop with this. I can't even stop with this. It's just like with the Second Amendment, Joey B. I can't find the truth, again, with both hands. Kept lying about the Second Amendment and some of the things that are going on. For real. And somebody needs to do what we used to do in the old-fashioned days. Call them out right then and there. Don't let them move on. Don't let them get away with it. Just amazing. Anyway, I'm irritated, as some of you know, and you can hear it in my voice, that Christians are being, in this case, they're being targeted. We don't hear anything, right? The Dems on every left-leaning network right now. The Dems said they want an assault weapons ban. Why can't the Republicans step up and do an assault weapons ban? What's wrong with them? Why won't they have guts? Why won't they have a spine? And I would put it back on them and say, why didn't you have a spine when you had total control? How easy you forget. Well, actually, it's selective recall is what it really is. They could have done it. You know what? They love to do stuff by polling. At the time, they did anyway. And they realized that it wasn't going to be a good thing. It wasn't going to be good for them. So they stayed away from it. So now they want the Republicans to do it because they know it won't be good for them either. It'll be a problem. So and they touted it as something that worked. They touted it as something that would make sense and it would work. But guess what? Back in 94, 95, there were reports out. I think it was the Washington Post, New York Times, the FBI, the CDC said, no, it didn't work. It made no measurable difference after a decade of the ban. Let that sink in. So they know it doesn't work. Unless, again, the newbies, the Congress, don't know anything about this, didn't follow the law, have no clue. What are we teaching them in school? What are you teaching them at home, really? I guess I should go that far with it, shouldn't I? Are you really working with them to get them to understand what life is all about? If you can easily, again, if these young kids can easily show up and do this kind of damage, you heard Dr. B the other night, you know, the drugs they're being given, not even the illegal drugs, the legal drugs that they're being given is causing some of these issues. When are we going to start doing what makes sense? When are we going to start doing what's real to help these kids? Not to make them strong, give them a real education. Honestly. And now California, again today, pushed a bill forward to make it even worse. You know, they call these parents what domestic terrorists, right? For wanting to protect their kids. So apparently, you can have the kids or not have the kids. That's up to you. Especially here in California. Then that kid can decide that, oh, I don't know, they want to be transgender. And then what happens is they're now going to be able to, according to this bill, and even there's even some Democrats that are saying, hey, what are you doing here? You even had a California Democrat mom with a lot of other Democrat moms going, wait a minute. How could you guys possibly pass a bill that would allow mental health professionals to take children as young as 12 years old away from their families? Right? So they can seek this kind of care, the transition care, without parental consent, without even parental knowledge. Look at the way the bill is written, and they'll tell you, well, it'll get tightened up later on after we pass it. No, actually, it won't. For all intents and purposes, your 12-year-old child can tell the counselor at school, who's a mental health professional, basically, right, or child protective services person, that you feel like a girl. I mean, you're a girl. You feel like a boy. Whatever. Whatever way it goes, you're a boy, you feel like a girl, whatever. And your parents won't affirm. Matter of fact, you're scared of your parents because you don't, not only will they not affirm, but they might pull you out of school. That child could be taken that day without proof, without a kind of court hearing or anything, taken that day and put into a group home. But you know how well they work, right? at 12. This is how far they've got. You know, there are people that I work with that some of them I think are Democrats, right? And I'll tell them about this stuff, and they'll say to me, oh, that's not true in the education system. That's not true. That wouldn't happen. That's not true. They wouldn't do that. Why would they do that? And I just always look at them and say, I have no idea. These are your people. I mean it the way it sounds, too. They're your people. I can't find any reason on this God's green earth to allow this to happen at 12 years old. They do not have the mental capacity at 12 years old to make these kind of decisions. And then, on top of all that, there's nothing in the bill yet that helps you get those kids back. This is a total denial of parental rights. And in California, it's almost as if we get to parent our own kids, she says, until they're age 12, and then the state gets to take over. What's that all about? This is, for all intents and purposes, this is nothing more than a state-sanctioned kidnapping bill. It doesn't need to be, there doesn't even need to be any allegations of abuse, physical or verbal for that matter. There's no threat. No, there's no proof that the child is suicidal. Simply take the 12-year-old's word for it. And a 12-year-old who can't figure it all out, can't really understand what's going on, what's to stop them from having a fight with mommy or daddy and then saying, hey, go to school and just say, look, I started talking about my sexual orientation, my parents got mad and threatened to throw me out. It's just amazing, right? I don't even, again, this is because we, for the longest time, allowed them to get away with this. For the longest time, we didn't think this was a big deal. Right? Go with Senior Host. Go calm down. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold. And believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, oh God, this stuff just drives me out of my mind. You already know that, right? I love how quickly they have selective recall. The Dems do is how many times they've had power in the legislature at the legislative level. And they did nothing about the guns. Absolutely nothing. Right? All that time. But they had the ability to pass anything under Obama. They didn't do it. Wonder why that was. Somebody asked if the guns are the problem. Why aren't the guns arrested, taken to court, and put in prison? I know you were being funny. But it's kind of like, you know, again, they're blaming these objects. That gun cannot go off until somebody pulls the trigger. You can't wipe out a whole bunch of people in the Christmas Day parade with a van unless somebody pushes on the gas pedal. I mean, I can keep going with these. Knives, guns, all of that. It's just amazing, but it's the gun thing that bothers them. We can slow them down. We can hold them back. Yeah, we can't beat the military. I don't buy for a second, though, that the military amasses. You talk about splitting the military up. There's no way those guys are going to come after us. There's no way that rank and file are going to turn guns, for the most part, on Americans. I just don't believe it. you know, and in the world of transgenderism, according to this person, that means that a child who goes to school, the counselor, I mean, this is how this bill is written in California. Goes to a school counselor, says that they are transgender and that their parents won't support them. That child can be whisked off to an LGBTQ community facility and not come home from school that day. The bill's terrifying. True Nazism at its best. You know what's really funny here in California? You've got Governor Newsom running all around the place telling people how free we are here. Well, free for 12-year-olds or free for parents? Free for businesses? Free for adults? Who's it free for? It's definitely free for him. He does anything he darn well pleases. Now, current state law permits minors of 12 years of age to consent to mental health treatment or counseling on an outpatient basis or to a residential shelter services if the minor is mature enough to participate. Now, who decides that? Right? If the minor is mature enough to participate intelligently in the outpatient services or residential shelter services, the minor would, if they feel like they're in danger, serious physical and mental harm from their parents, then they don't have to prove it. They just have to speak to it. Right? And part of the bill that's been removed that would have made some sense. It removes a requirement that a child must be a danger to themselves or to others, or alleged, not proven, or be part of alleged incest or abuse. So these are young kids. Now, we've known that, you know, kids tend to lie on their parents. They lie on the people around them to get out of trouble. It's what they do. It's what they have to be trained not to do. But I guess that's going to be okay. It's not going to be a problem. Again, just amazing. You have to fight. You have to make sure the right people get elected. Right? This stuff doesn't stop. And that's the scary part about it. They keep winning. They keep pushing forward. It's very, very, very scary. All right. Yeah, I'll switch gears a little bit here. Coming back to California. Don't you? I don't even know what to call it. This is clowniformia. It can't be California anymore. I mean, the clownish laws that they come up with, the clownish surveys they come up with. So, yeah, you know, we've been talking about the $5 million in reparations to each black person in, what was it, up in Sacramento or San Francisco, I think it is. And that's what they're looking for, reparations of $5 million per. Some are saying it's not enough money. So activists on Wednesday demanded the state of California pay millions of dollars to each black resident in reparations as a way to make amends for slavery and subsequent discrimination, dismissing the idea of payments of $5 million per person is nothing and too little. Now, hey, one guy got up and started talking about the 40 acres and a mule. And said, you know, if you figure out what that's worth today, if we had gotten what we were supposed to get, it'd be a whole different story. And he's right, it would be a whole different story. But it wasn't the Republicans who took the 40 acres and a mule away from you. It was the Democrats. Why aren't you nailing them? Why aren't you nailing the people who oppress you? Right? And instead, you want to go after the people that, well, you want to go after everybody, agreed, but you want to go after the people that actually fought to de-slave you, if you would. Fought to treat you like human beings. Fought so you could have that. Who gave you the 40 acres and a mule? Right? It was a Republican-run government at the time. Now, the demands were made at an in-person meeting of the California Reparations Task Force. It was created by the state legislature. And it's just amazing. Some people are saying that Governor Newsom is hiding on this one because he didn't expect these people to go this far with it. That's what some people are telling me on the inside. Now, the task force is considering a proposal to give just under $380,000 per person to approximately 1.8 million black Californians who had an ancestor enslaved in the U.S., in the U.S. So California taxpayers are going to pay for slavery across the country. There you go. The total cost of the program for Californians will be $640 billion. They can't afford it. They're already over $200 billion in the hole. Right now, the city of San Francisco, remember, that was the state of California. The city of San Francisco is actually going in a different direction. Right? They want to bring it to a local level. And the San Francisco Board of Supervisors said unanimously support for a draft plan for more than 100 reparations, more than 100 reparations recommendations for the city. $5 million to each qualifying black resident. Right? They could buy their home for a dollar. Use a whole bunch for, you know, debt relief. And it will cost each resident, I'm sorry, non-black families, because they're going to get this money tax-free. Non-black families, at least $600,000. Just amazing. I'd be moving out of there in a heartbeat. Not only that, I'd go even further with it. Then I would sue. I would sue the city. I would sue the county for allowing it to happen. Then I'd go after the state. You want to talk about true racism? I mean, charging me. My family hasn't been here that long. Why do I have to pay it? One speaker said, I believe that $5 billion reparations is too little for the work that foundational black Americans have done for this country, as well as for other countries. I believe that $7.6 million is a number that can be used wisely in our foundational black American communities. Wow. I think I told you this once before. Nobody wants to hear it. But you know, some of these lottery winners who win $1 million+, they're broke in a relatively short period of time. Even some of the ones that have won 30, 40, 50 million, they're broke in a relatively short period of time. Because they don't know how to handle money. They go buy a $12 million mansion and don't realize how much money it costs to maintain that thing. Anyway, he also called for various other reparation measures, such as giving 40 acres and a tractor, and colleges agreeing not to raise tuition prices for foundational black American families. I mean, you see what's going on here? This is a form of discrimination. To try to keep holding foundational black Americans back from what is due for us, it's just another form of slavery. Yeah, the welfare system was another form of slavery for you guys. Sorry, but it was. It was a way that the government kept you under thumb, under LBJ, who decided this was a way to make you totally dependent on the government. When you're dependent on somebody, look at, if you work a 9-to-5 job, technically, you're a slave to the man, right? You got to do what he tells you to do, how he tells you to do it, show up when he tells you to show up, or else you don't get paid. You don't get paid, you don't eat, you don't make the car payment, you don't make the mortgage payment. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but think about it. And where's the money? Where's the cash? Where's the check? Anyway, I don't see. They're going to do it. You know they're going to do it. They're not going to be able to pay for it. Showman Senior, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Should you be afraid of tax man? Tax time's right around the corner. Don't get stuck. We'll be back in a few minutes.